Good morning. It's 7:40 here at 1450 WHTC. Dan Spadafore now joined by Dr. Sabula from All About You Chiropractic. Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're actually having a better day than most of us because you have the day off, but you did come in for the interview, so I appreciate you doing that.
Yes, of course.
You could have rolled over in bed and just said, you know what, I'll give him a phone call or not do it at all, but nice to have you here this morning.
No, of course we'd come in.
Absolutely. So we talk about this a lot, things that you do, the corrective things that you do when you work on a patient. But let's get into the specifics of that. What does that mean when you say you correct things or you do different things to people's spine or trouble spots?
Okay, well, the lovely chiropractic world decided to come up with a word that most of us can't remember, and that word is called a subluxation. Now, basically,
I've already lost it.
Yeah, right? As soon as we say it, we forget it. But basically what it is, it's a misalignment of two bones.
Okay.
As most people know, just a little bit of anatomy here, your brain sits up top in your skull. It's connected to the spinal cord, which runs all the way down through your spinal column. That spinal column acts as a helmet. It's your body's way of protecting its vital structure. Now, at each one of the segments, you have what are called spinal nerves. Those spinal nerves actually flow, come out at each segment, and they send messages from the brains to all the organs, tissues, and muscles of the body. That's how our body knows how to operate. That's okay. How your heart knows to beat. So what we do is we actually, when you have a misalignment, it can create nerve pressure, or actually the pinching of a nerve, which actually interrupts with the flow of those messages coming from the brain. So it'd be like taking a garden hose and plugging that hose into a faucet, turning the water on. And if the hose is nice and straight, the water comes out no problem. But if you have a kink or a twist in that hose, it actually creates a disruption of the flow of water coming out of the hose. Same thing as having a subluxation or a misalignment in the body. We're actually interrupting the messages from the brain going out to the body. Now, in general, this can cause what we call in chiropractic dis-ease. So not necessarily disease, but dis-ease. Now, left untreated for long periods of time can turn into the disease, such as degeneration, for going way extreme, heart disease, those types of things. Because the brain's not able to communicate with the body parts appropriately because of pressure on a nerve going to that specific area, it can create problems that you may never have associated with back pain.
Really?
That's why it's so important that you get, even if you're not having pain, it's so important that you still go in, get a checkup, make sure there's nothing going on that might show up 10, 15 years down the road.
Interesting.
Because pain is going to be always going to be the last thing that shows up. And once the pain shows up, the process has been going on for a while.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that garden hose analogy because that really helps me make sense of, you know, somebody like me or our listeners who are not, you know, a doctor and don't know much about our spine because as a kid, I think everybody's done that. We've taken the hose and you've stopped the water and pulled a prank on either dad or mom or somebody who's watering the garden or something, and I've done that before too. You talk about sometimes with these misalignments, pinching the nerves and disrupting the flow. Can it be bad enough to where it just stops it completely, or is it never that bad?
I don't think it's ever that bad. You know, you do have situations where you have herniations or bulge of the disc, which actually starts to put extreme pressure on the spinal cord or the spinal nerves. But, you know, when I say pinching the nerve, you also have to take in consideration the amount of pressure that we're talking about here.
Okay.
The amount of pressure it takes to alter messages going from the nerve into the body is only the weight of a dime.
Really? It's that light?
It's that light. So it doesn't take that much. Now, your body is extremely intelligent. 95% of the time, it's always trying to fix itself. Okay. 95% of the time, it will fix itself. But we need to make sure that when it doesn't, you get the pressure off that nerve. Otherwise, especially at a young age, if there is a structural issue, it can create a lifetime of immobility and pain, you know, later on. That's why we say it's so important, you know, get in before you're 50.
Yeah.
But if you're older than 50, it's not too late either. You can still go in and get those segments functioning that are causing that interference and get rid of those as well.
Of course, we want to take care of that 5% of the time chance and make sure that we, like you said, get that stuff taken care of. I think one of the main problems that, you know, obviously many people don't go see a chiropractic doctor because they don't think they need to. Like you said, they wait until they see pain or feel pain, and then that's probably too late or it's the very last stages of what you can do. I think another problem people see is maybe they're concerned about the cost. So what about insurance coverages and stuff like that? How does that work when they go see a chiropractor?
Yeah, it works just like any other doctor visit that you would go to. You obviously, most people have a deductible on their plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet your deductible, the insurance sends back. We each have agreed to insurance prices. So whatever plan that you might have, we look up the benefits for you. We take care of everything in terms of insurance. You don't have to do anything. After that, we bill out the insurance. We take care of that for you. For those that do not have insurance, which is going to be slimming down here with new Obamacare and the
right.
requirement that you have to have insurance. But for those that don't, we also offer cash rate,
okay.
which allows those without insurance to still afford our care and see the benefits and the health benefits that chiropractic can have, whether it be for back pain or something that they never associated with back problems at all.
So really no excuse then. You got to take care of these problems.
No, there isn't.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Joshua Sabulia from All About You Chiropractic. Josh, enjoy your day off.
Hey, thank you.
All right. We'll speak to Dr. Sabulia every single week right here on 1450 WHTC.